episode of the Inspired Fire podcast. My name is Chris and I'm your host, and it's been a while since I released a new episode, so I wanted to bring this one forward and just keep in touch with you guys. I hope everybody's doing well. And this episode is going to be about the four types of wealth that I want to share with you guys that I think that, well, it made a big difference in my life, and I hope it makes the same in yours. It's just a reframe of how we think about wealth. And so I hope you find that very helpful. I also wanted to share a quick update on myself. So everything's been going great and I am still pursuing financial independence. However, I am less on the fast track towards it. I'm taking the slow route now, as you saw from or heard from a few episodes ago with my interview with the Fioneers, Jessica. We did discuss taking a bit of a slower approach to financial independence, and that's something that I'm trying to embrace, and it's been working. It's been doing good. It does also help that I love my job. I'm working from home, and it's such a big difference from where I was before in retail pharmacy, where every day I was looking at how I was going to get out of that. So it helps to leave a toxic job, and I hope that you guys can see it or appreciate that as well. You know, being in the fire community, we are all about, when are we going to hit that fire number, whether it's in 5 years or, look, I did it and I was before 30, and that's fine. However, I'm starting to really realize or see the importance of just leaving that toxic job and making your life great today. Just making everything that you're doing feel more satisfying today rather than living for when you hit that fire number. So I hope this will also guide you to that. And, you know, I hope that some of these topics that we're going to discuss today will help you in that journey as well. Before we get into it, I do want to also give you guys a quick update on what I've been drinking, actually. It's been this new drink that I found, and it's been wonderful. It's called Magic Mind, and it's a shot of matcha, and it's got some other ingredients in there as well, but it's so refreshing, and I drink it usually cold, usually in the afternoon, so I still drink my coffee in the morning. However, in the afternoon, I get this laziness that overwhelms me. And so I pop in the fridge and I grab one of the shots and I down it, and it tastes delicious. And I will say it gives me the energy to keep going. What I like about Magic Mind that makes it different than just a cup of coffee is, first off, it's just a shot, so it's not a whole mug of coffee. Secondly, it doesn't leave you with coffee breath, and it doesn't give you the jitters that coffee gives you. So a lot of times I just want that extra boost of energy, and I want to actually be focused in the afternoon, because that's when I get my best work done. After afternoon run, I try to exercise early afternoon, and then after that, after I shower, I just need a bit of a pick-me-up. And so I've been leaning on this Magic Mind shot, and it's been fantastic. It keeps me focused all the way until 6-7 o'clock at night, and then after that I close everything and I'm not feeling exhausted. There's no crash. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I've actually reached out to them and we've partnered for that reason. I love their product, and so if you guys want to check it out or try it, I'll leave a link in the show notes below. The link is www.magicmind.co/inspire2fire, and you actually can get 56% off your subscription if you order within the next 10 days with my code INSPIRE2FIRE. That's INSPIRE2FIRE. And that's an awesome deal, 56% off. So go ahead and take advantage. The link is in the description below. All right. Anyway, so now getting back to what the episode is about, this is going to be a bit of a different episode. I don't have a guest on the show, and I don't think I'm going to be doing solo episodes all the time. However, I just wanted to, like I said, update, keep in touch. I didn't have a guest at the moment, or really didn't reach out to many people. So part of my slow fi is I'm just been doing whatever I want to do. And so anyways, I just want to hop on here and just talk about these four types of wealth with you guys. First one, let's get to the one that's most commonly known, is financial wealth, and that is money. Everybody knows financial wealth. It's the most talked about wealth. You see it on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. And so the important thing about building financial wealth is, I want you guys to understand, and which you probably already do, is that it's a slow growth. It's not about get rich quick schemes. So it's about building financial wealth through financial literacy, reading and learning at the beginning, listening to podcasts like these, and then learning how to manage your own money in the best way possible for yourself. So some tips for you is to lean on free resources like this podcast, like the internet, like your local library. Those all have fantastic resources for you to start building your financial wealth. And so just so that we're clear, financial wealth again is money. So money in the bank, any sort of accumulated assets, your net worth, FU money. I have an article about FU money, or check out JL Collins for FU money. These things are important. Your investments, obviously this is a huge type of wealth, and this is what we focus on a lot in the FIRE community about, but it's actually not the most important wealth in the FIRE community, and we're going to get to that one. So just realize this is one aspect. Money is one aspect of our world, but there are so many other things that are important. And just by being financially wealthy, it's not the end all be all. There's been many cases, as you guys probably know, that people being super rich and still being unhappy. This is the first type of wealth, financial wealth. And so we'll go on into the second one, which is social wealth. Social wealth is all about support. It is about being connected in society, having relationships with your family, friends, your community. This type of wealth can bring you so much satisfaction, and it's not about money in any way. Again, this is about increasing your positive influences in your life, eliminating negative social connections. And so some tips on that are just joining groups with like-minded individuals. Find your tribe, like we like to say in the FIRE community. So if there's something about me, or if there's something about somebody in the FIRE community that you like and you just want to spend more time with that person, just reach out. You know, if there's a community or a group around your area that does something that you guys like in terms of maybe sports or knitting or whatever it may be, reach out, because those connections are so important. And that's actually something that I feel like we've been missing terribly after the pandemic. It's just we're so connected with our iPhones or you know, Instagram, TikTok, and yet we are also, there's this wave of loneliness as well, and it's been pretty documented. Therapy sessions are going up, and part of it is good because there's more awareness, but part of it is also because we're a bit lonely and we're social creatures. So anyways, tips on improving social wealth is just to nurture those positive connections with people, you know, your family, your mom, your dad. Life is way too short to just continue the grind and not nurture those positive relationships, and rekindle some of the lost relationships you may have had with families, or maybe distant families, you know, relatives. So a simple phone call, maybe even an email, or whatever it is. If there's a, you know, vacation that you can go on just for a couple of days to see somebody in another state, that's just huge. And it means the world to not only them, but it can mean the world to you as well. So some examples of social wealth are keeping those strong family ties, just focusing on your family, focusing on your friends, and just working on that sense of belonging, working on that community that surrounds you, and that's going to give you the fulfillment and the self-confidence to live your life in the best way possible. So eliminate all those negative people or negative connections that you may have. Anything, even if it's on Instagram, you go on there and your baseline, you know, your baseline happy, you're not happy but you're not sad, but you go on Instagram and then you see everybody living their best life, their highlights, and you know, pay attention to how you feel after you get off of Instagram. Do you feel happier or do you feel sad? And if you're sad, or you know, you're maybe not as happy, maybe you have to rethink who you're following, or if maybe using the platform is for you, you know, in totality. So this is not a bash on Instagram, but this is just a bash on social media a little bit, because you know, it does kind of play with our emotions in that way. So building our social wealth is super important, and that was wealth number two. All right. So now the third type of wealth, which is super important, and this is what the FIRE community is actually all about, it's time wealth. And this is the freedom to choose how you want to spend your days. And this is unfortunately something that so many people overlook in our society. We are just striving for financial wealth, social wealth as well, with love. You know, love falls into that category. But we don't really pay attention to our time wealth. And time is our finite resource. Time is what we should value at a premium. But a lot of people unfortunately live life too busy trying to achieve, for example, financial wealth, and they ignore the time wealth. So luckily for us, this is not something that we overlook, because we're part of the FIRE community, so we have a focus on it. So I just wanted to highlight that this type of wealth is super important. And there's no sense of, for example, working two or three jobs just to make more money and you're robbing yourself of other types of wealth. Maybe for a brief, you know, couple months or maybe a year if you're trying to get out of debt, no problem. Work two, three jobs, but that is not consistent over time because you really are robbing yourself of time, time from family, time from friends, etc. So it kind of snowballs, as I just mentioned, into other types of wealth. And, you know, this time wealth allows you to focus and become maybe financially literate, maybe take that trip and build your social wealth. And then as we'll get in the next type of wealth, it could also help in that type of wealth as well. So anyways, that is the third type of wealth, which is called time wealth. So you're starting to see a theme here that all wealths are kind of independent of each other yet connected. So the last one here, well, before I get to the last one, I just wanted to give you guys some examples of time wealth. Time wealth is financial independence, retiring early, right? FIRE community. Earning passive income is a sort of time wealth because now you've disconnected your time from your earning potential, right? You just earn while you sleep. Having time for your friends and family is huge. Freedom to pursue your passions is something that time wealth affords. And slow travel, which is something we like to talk about on the podcast and FIRE Community Podcast as well, that is huge as well. So focusing on those. One other tip that I've actually noticed, and this is small, but it's kind of big in the same way, reducing your phone notifications. I used to spend hours a day, no kidding, like maybe an hour or two, just on notifications on my phone that were absolutely not important at all. I would get a ding every time somebody posted on Instagram. I would get a ding for an email that had nothing that I wanted at all. It was like some sort of promotion at Target or whatever for the weekend, you know? And so I realized that every time my phone dinged, I went into it and I got lost for like 10 minutes. And then I came back. And so I basically did a cleanse. Every time I got a notification, I would audit that notification. Why did I get it? Is it important? And should I just delete it? And I did unsubscribe from a lot of email listings. I also set my phone to not notify me whenever I get any sort of post or comment on my Instagram. Basically disconnect myself. So I'm sorry if you reached out to me on Instagram and I take a little bit of time to reach back. It's because I'm not getting that notification until I go back in the app. I'm trying to take control of my time and have more time wealth. And I've actually noticed a big difference. I've gone days where, for example, the whole morning, my phone does not ding. And that's actually very pleasant, actually. I mean, I think that in some ways, you know, I don't mind if somebody reaches out. If it's a text, I get it. But if it's an email or some sort of spam call, you know, I'm very proud to say that I don't get a lot of those. And that's part of also what increases my productivity and what helps me focus on the things that I want to focus on. So I hope that helps you. And if you want, that's a quick tip to help you guys immediately gain some of your time wealth back right away. So, all right, moving on to the final type of wealth. So this type of wealth is called health wealth. This is all about your health. Pretty much. So you can have all the money in the world. You can have the most amazing friends. You can find love. But if you're not healthy, that is a big problem. So health wealth is all about taking care of your physical and mental health. And you do this by exercising, eating healthy, coping with stress, coping with anxiety and other mental stressors. So again, they all play into each other, as you can tell. So if you're stressed out because of your notifications that you're getting from your phone, that's something that's taking away from your time health and your health wealth. Health wealth, I just want to make sure I highlight, this isn't the unfortunate events that occur that are completely out of your control. For example, if you know, you were born with some sort of rare disease, or there is a familial genetic disease that gets passed down, or something like that, that's really out of your control, unfortunately. And the best thing you can do is just cope and try your best to deal with that. But what I'm talking about is just general health and well-being, maybe high blood pressure or diabetes or feeling good, mental health, challenging your mind in order for it to stay sharp through the years. So that is something that definitely overall, it increases your overall well-being and it makes you happier. All right, so what are some things that can improve your health wealth? So regular exercise, for example, is one. Maybe a daily or every other day jog, even if it's for 10 minutes. I've noticed it makes a huge difference in clearing your mind, getting your sweat glands going, and just making you feel just good overall. That's one thing that I've actually started to implement, which is my afternoon runs, as I mentioned earlier. And so I have a smartwatch that I start as soon as I run. And when I hit lap or when I hit mile one, one thing that has started to motivate me a lot is just it stops for a second, and in my ear, it tells me, you've completed 1 mile. This is the time. This is your heart rate. And usually my heart rate is pumping at about 160 beats per minute. And so that makes me feel good. That makes me feel like my blood flow is circulating. You know, there's blood is circulating. There's, you know, just my body is being used and just worked out. And it's promoting a good lifestyle, basically. All my veins, all my arteries are getting flushed by this blood. Everything's getting circulated and it makes me feel good. So anyways, that's one little bit that keeps me motivated and I keep going. But anyways, the next one is eating healthy and portion control. I know this is hard at times. However, you know, there is that temptation to eat bad, and I'm definitely done my fair share of eating poorly. However, you gotta always try to portion control everything within balance. And if you see yourself going over the edge, you know, you've had a pizza one too many times this week or something like that, then try to limit it and do better on that end for your own sake and for your health wealth. Sleep is also a huge one. There's countless podcasts and resources over sleep hygiene. That's something that you want to focus on as well. And living a stress-free life, living with purpose, and managing your thoughts, trying to have those positive thoughts and trying to be, again, more optimistic, more carefree. I've discussed something like this in a podcast recently, or actually not recently, a couple years ago with Save My Sense, The Power of Mindset. It's one of the first episodes on the podcast, but we talk about that I get to mentality. We talk about being appreciative, being grateful, how that can have such a big impact on your day-to-day. So try to work that in to your day-to-day and, you know, make 2023 better than 2022. So anyways, I hope this was helpful. And this, again, this is a different type of episode. We'll definitely have some guests coming up in the near future, but if you guys like it, then let me know as well. And I really hope that you guys did, because it's something that I really did want to share with you guys, because it's helped me a lot. I used to think that it was all about money, and the more money you made, the happier you'd be. And then I realized that's just 1/4 of the 4 types of wealth, and there's probably even more that I'm missing. But these 4 types of wealth are what it's all about. You need to have a balance, and they all connect with each other, and you know, one robs the other. So you need to be mindful of all that, and that will lead to a very balanced lifestyle. Anyways, I told you guys I would share an update on my life, and for those of you who stuck around to the end, I'm going to share it with you guys now. My mom and I actually recently purchased an investment property, and it's a big deal for me and her, because this investment property is hopefully going to pay itself off. We haven't gotten to the point where we have a tenant in it yet. However, we just closed on the property less than a month ago, and we needed to do some repairs. But it was something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to get into real estate. I have a primary residence, but I've always wanted to get that investment, you know, in rent and real estate. And we finally did this year, and it was such a great feeling for my mom. It was her first investment property as well, so it's a joint venture. And the plan is for that property to pay itself off over the next decade or so. And then hopefully once it's fully paid off, it'll align perfectly with the time my mom wants to retire. And hopefully that rental income will supplement her retirement. So really, it's not even going towards helping me really in the near future to achieve financial independence. This was an investment all about my family, that social wealth, trying to make sure my mom, who did so much for me to get to this point, is taken care of when she needs it as well. So that's just something I wanted to share. If you guys have any questions at all about how I did it, or you know, where I went to learn more about real estate, I would definitely share it. Just follow me on Instagram and send me a DM, inspire.2.fire. You can also reach out to me via email at questions@inspiredtofire.com, and go ahead and subscribe to the show, because I am going to be coming out with more episodes in the near future. And so I hope you guys will join me. All right. Well, until next time, thank you.